If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, Candy Lickers? Pleased to meet you. Nice to know me. What you doing? You're listening to another episode of Cassio's Cut.
Hey, kid, look at me. Let's burn down the school with gasoline. Say, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Say, white trash.
White trash.
Hey, kid, it's party time. Kicking out the jams like the MC5.
Welcome back to yet another episode of Cassio's Cut. This train is running. This train is rocking and rolling. And thank you for jumping on. Appreciate everybody who has donated to the Cassio's Cut fundraiser. That is coming to an end here in the end of August 2019. Just a few more days left. So anybody wants to jump in on that and help me shave my head, now is your last chance to do so. All you got to do is go to my social media, at Cassio's Cut, on Twitter, on Instagram. It is in both of those, at The Cassio Kid on Twitter and Instagram. You can find it there as well. If you're friends with me already on Facebook, you can also find the link there and donate. Or you can go to our radio station website, and that is The Rocket 951. The Rocket, the numbers 951.com. And you'll see the Cassio's Cut tab at the top of the page. Every dollar counts. If everybody donated that has listened to Cassio's Cut, just $1, we would automatically hit the goal instantly. So please, if you have not done so already, I thank you in advance for stopping by and donating to the Downtown Rescue Mission Cassio's Cut fundraiser as we put some flooring and transitional housing for the Downtown Rescue Mission homeless shelter here in Huntsville, Alabama. Also, want to thank everybody who's sending boxes in to our P.O. boxes. We are just a few weeks away from episode 2 of What's in Cassio's Box. We can all find out together, and you can be a part of that podcast and YouTube video. All you got to do is mail anything you want, a nice letter, a mean letter, a ransom letter. We got potatoes last time. We got video games last time. We got pocket squares. We got Golden Girl t-shirts. Anything you can think of. Anything from your hometown. Think a cool shirt you want me to wear. You want to see me wearing a hat. Anything. That's the beauty of it. There's no telling what anybody can send to the P.O. Box. If you want to get on that episode, we are coming up on that in just a few weeks. Like I said, all you got to do is mail something to Cassio's Cut at P.O. Box 19065, Huntsville, Alabama 35804. That's Cassio's Cut, P.O. Box 19065, Huntsville, Alabama 35804. And that will go straight to the P.O. Box, and we will unveil them all. I'll open them live. I don't take a peek at any of them. I open them live on video and audio here on the podcast and on our YouTube channel as well. So make sure you just type in Cassio's Cut on YouTube and subscribe to the channel so you can keep up to date with behind the scenes. And every podcast is there as well. A lot of people ask me this question on social media, so I'll let you know. The theme song that you hear every single week to Cassio's Cut is a song called White Trash Superstar. And it's my buddies in the band Linum, Mark, David, and Jacob, all in the band Linum. You can check them out online everywhere. They've got albums out. Check out the band Linum. And my boy David Linum, the drummer for that band who has been a longtime buddy is going to be on an upcoming episode. So make sure you check that out when it does come on. So that answers a lot of questions. I get that a lot, and I'm excited about that. I love people enjoying White Trash Superstar by my boys in the band Linum. Very excited to announce we are super, super close on merchandise. I've seen some markups. We're making decisions. T-shirts, koozies, all that coming soon. And if you have any ideas, we'd greatly appreciate you sending them our way, and maybe we can work something out and make some merch. You guys listen to the shows. You know the lines that you want on merchandise. You know what you would wear, what you would have on a hat or a koozie or whatever the merchandise may be. So if you have any ideas, please hit us up on social media. You can DM us. They're open. The DMs are open, so slide up in the DMs. Or just do it out in public and tweet us at Cassio's Cut and let us know if you have any ideas, and we'll try to see what we can do for you. That's why I love interacting with you guys. This is our podcast together. It's not just a one-man band. It's all of our podcast together. So interact on social media and let me know if you have any merch ideas. We'd greatly, greatly appreciate that. And I'd love to hook you guys up with whatever you want. So we're working on it, and we're going to get it out ASAP. Very special episode today. We are broadcasting live from the Gathering Convention. It's a wrestling convention in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I am up here opening the show for the live JR podcast. JR, Grilling JR with Jim Ross and Conrad Thompson. Opening the show this weekend and also knocking out a podcast. So sit back and enjoy this episode, just like we did at StarCast, the wrestling convention. Now we have the humans at the gathering. First up, introduce yourself.
Hey now, this is Mike Tremendous from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. This is my fifth convention here at Charlotte. I'm always having a good old time. I'm drinking about you.
That was a good one. So we got most of this in.
Okay. Why don't you make up new questions
for
me?
You gave most of the answers I was about to give.
Yeah.
You're from where? Tampa?
Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Fort Lauderdale.
Yep. We drove 11 hours to get here. This is my fifth time being here.
At the gathering. In Charlotte, North Carolina, we're broadcasting.
I literally saved up money and my vacation time to come here.
Yes.
I'm having a good old time.
So you're a huge wrestling fan.
I watch wrestling every day.
What shirt do you got on today?
Angle.
It's damn true. Got the Kurt Angle shirt on.
Right.
Last night I saw you with the Mike Awesome shirt.
Exactly. That's one of my favorite professional wrestlers of all time, Mike Awesome, because when I was a kid in high school,
yep,
that was my backyard wrestling name.
Was Mike Awesome.
Mike Tremendous.
Okay.
My first name's Mike. Because I also did power bombs and splashes, and I was the big guy of the crew.
Okay.
I pretty much cried when Mike Awesome died. My favorite Mike Awesome match is Heat Wave 98 versus Masato Tanaka.
Okay.
This weekend, I've got a picture with Edge Valencia. Very lovely. Very lovely.
She's the best.
Cordial. Cordial. Lovely. This weekend so far, I've got a picture with Franchise Shine Douglas. Today, I got a picture with Kurt Angle. Lovely man. I thanked him. I said this earlier in our hotel room, and I'm not trying to talk shit, but mm-hmm. to me, I think Kurt Angle is better than Stone Cold and The Rock. That's just me.
You're putting it out there.
That's just me, okay? That's just me.
That's the beauty of wrestling, though,
yes.
Right?
It's subjective.
You like who you like.
I get it. It's subjective. I get it. But Kurt Angle, for what he did for this industry and his body, his body of work, Kurt Angle.
All right. So that leads us to our first wrestling question I'm going to ask everybody here at the gathering.
Okay.
If you could take a wrestler, you're very knowledgeable, so I can go 80s, 60s, 70s, 80s for you. I'm going to try to keep it 80s for the less knowledgeable wrestling fans. But anybody old school to a current day wrestler, you can make the you want to see that match happen. Who would you go with?
In his heyday and throw him in the ring now, right?
Yeah. He's at his prime, no injuries. He's not coming in with a stiff neck. Anybody you want.
That's really tough. I'd love to see nowadays like a Kurt Hennig going
versus
in there with like a Rollins or a Ziggler. I'd love to see Ziggler and Hennig. Nice technical battle.
It's a lot of talent in the ring right there.
Right? A lot of talent.
A lot of personality.
Yes.
Right? You got it both. They both can work the mic.
Right? Bump. They're both giving. Very giving.
Yeah, well, they know when how I to make the other guy look
I'm
good.
I'm looking for giving. I'm looking for somebody that's giving. Right?
It's pulling the other guy up
it's
with them.
It's a dance. It's a yes. dance. Right? It's a dance.
We don't dance good if one of us is a bad dancer.
I'm shooting here. So, like, one of the dudes that everybody loves and is a bona fide Hall of Famer, I'll never take that away from him, is Goldberg.
Yeah.
He's a Hall of Famer. But when you watch Goldberg matches, hey, he doesn't quite sell. He doesn't quite put anybody over. And I'm not trying to be, you know,
that's his style.
Curse.
Yeah, you can
I'm
curse.
Not trying to be an asshole. But he just doesn't, you know, I want to see the dance. I want to see me and you back and forth. Boom, 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 boom.
So you got
boom.
Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig.
And Ziggler.
And Ziggler. That's a good pairing.
That's a perfect IC title match.
All right,
right?
Let's go non-wrestling questions. Who's on the Mount Rushmore of Little Debbie's? So you, that's your
the
top
snack
four.
Cakes?
Yep.
Oh, I'm a Twinkies guy, which is not Little Debbie's.
No,
I'm a Twinkies guy. I'm a Twinkies guy.
Don't do this.
Listen, I used to be 260 pounds, so I lost about 60 pounds.
Okay.
So I try not to eat any of that stuff. So when it comes to Little Debbie's,
if you had a pile of them, you got oatmeal cream pie, you got Nutty Buddy, Star Crunch, Swiss cake roll.
Yeah. Swiss cake roll. Swiss cake roll.
Is that your
jam? Yeah, the Swiss, because they come in the two pack.
Somebody look up. I think Little Debbie bought Huggies. That was not me. That was Mike Tremendous.
That was Mike Tremendous. And there's an alarm.
Somebody, what's the alarm for?
That was my alarm to go check my fantasy baseball team upstairs. Yeah. We got baseball going. Yeah. Hey, somebody give me a drink. Next question.
Okay. What is your best joke? If somebody says, tell me a joke, what do you tell them?
I'm not a joke guy. I'm more of a story guy.
But you got to have a joke.
I'm not. There's
or a funny story.
Jokes are so antiquated. I'm a good
antiquated.
Story. I'm a story guy.
Jokes are antiquated.
I'm a story
antiquated.
Guy. I'm a story guy.
You're
so
throwing out all
so
kind of heat
say,
in this
hey.
Interview.
So, like, guilty is charged with the stories. I'm a bit of a raconteur. If you tell me, tell a funny story, I will fucking tell you a story.
Okay.
You want one
tell
now?
Me, yeah, yeah. Tell me a story. Don't, you know, don't make it 15 minutes. But
yeah,
what's a good funny story?
Hey, they're all 15 minutes, but I got great stories. I just love telling stories about true stuff. I don't like making stuff up.
Right.
I'll give one real quick.
All right.
So my buddy Joey said, hey, do you want to hang out tonight? I said, sure. He goes, hey, go pick me up a bottle of Jack because I won't be out of work in time. I go, okay. I go to the liquor store.
Okay.
I get out of the liquor store. There's a big truck pulls up in front of me. A woman gets out of the passenger seat. The truck drives off. The woman sees me and comes up to me and goes, hey. Hey, baby, where are you going? Can I get a ride to the beach? I go, no, I'm not going to the
beach. To the beach?
To the beach. No, this is,
keep
in South Florida.
Yeah,
South Florida. So I'm like, no, I'm not going to the beach. She goes, come on, give me a ride. I was like, I'm not going to the beach. She goes, well, give me a light. I go, I don't smoke. I don't have a light. So I start walking to my car. And she goes, come on, give me a light. I was like, I don't have a light. I open my car door. She goes, look, right there's a light. And she points to the little thing in your car, you know, where you could plug in your
car
outlet.
Lighter,
yeah, but there's no lighter.
There's no lighter.
There's no lighter. I said, I don't know how else to explain this to you. There's no lighter. At which point, she takes her left hand and starts crawling up my right leg and goes, ooh, you got a big dick? Let me suck it. I go, what?
Well, this escalated.
Yeah. I was like, what? Get out. She was like, oh, come on. Let me suck your dick. And I was like, no, just get. Normally, I wouldn't give, you know, normally I wouldn't pass up a free bloge. I'm all about the free bloges, but I had a feeling, you know, you have a split second where you could make a decision, and I knew she would call her pimp. She would call her pimp. She would call her pimp.
She would call her
pimp. Right? Think about it. Twinkers or no, she was going to call her pimp, and I didn't want to be a part of that.
And you were dead?
So I was just like, no, just go on. Just fuck out of here. At this point, she was in the middle of my car. You know when you got your car, and you can't quite close the car?
Yeah.
Because the hooker's in the way? I don't know if you've ever been trapped in that situation.
No, I have not, personally.
Hey, I have.
I can imagine.
And it wasn't as cool as you would think.
It's a hairy
situation. Just like, I was just like, so that's one of my stories. I got a mill, that's what I call a sticky situation. So I kind of sent her on her own way.
You spit out a lot of heat during this. So if they wanna find you on social media, where should they go? Do you got a Twitter handle?
I don't do Twitter.
Instagram.
No Instagram.
Facebook. What do you want them to find you? You don't have to give it out. Don't give it out. You didn't want to give it out.
Yeah. It's off the record.
So just look up. This is Mike Tremendous.
Mike Tremendous.
From Fort Lauderdale.
Thank Next
you,
question.
Buddy. That was
That's it.
Yeah, we're doing quick interviews.
All right.
We're doing
The
people of the gathering. Oh, no, we did have one more.
Yeah, please.
Three albums on a deserted island. What would you take?
Okay. I'm a bit of a techno guy, trance guy.
Okay.
One of my favorite CDs of all time is Prodigy, Fat of the Land.
Okay.
That's the one that came out in 97 with Smack My Bitch Up.
Okay.
And
Firestarter.
And, Firestarter, thank you. They're my favorite band.
Okay, they're in. You got two more. You're stuck with these again. How you like what do you think about that, Valencia?
Valencia, how you like them? you know what? I do love Versus, the second Pearl Jam CD.
Okay.
I prefer the second one to the first one. Let me have one more. Oh, Spawn soundtrack. Ever heard the Spawn soundtrack?
The Spawn soundtrack. Soundtrack.
Because every single song was a rock band and a techno band and or DJ.
Like a remix?
Together. No, it was like a collab.
A mashup.
Before those kids said collab. Not a mashup, but a collab.
Okay. That's pretty strong.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of high energy stuff on the beach.
Anything else? Give me another one. Give me a question.
No, that was it. That's my questions. I'm asking everybody.
Did I pass?
There's no pass.
Are you my doctor now? I think you're my shrink now. So.
I mean, I'm going to get you to talk to a doctor, but you were good on that.
So just find the nearest couch, and I'll lay down on it.
Okay. Now this is. Now I feel like you're the hooker, and you got me trapped in my car.
Yeah. Well, hey, you got a big dick. Let
me
see it. You got a lighter? You got a lighter or what?
We should preface this. We're in the middle of a restaurant, too, while this is going down. So everything's, Mike, it's tremendous.
Thank you.
From Fort Lauderdale. All right, next up, introduce yourself. We've got the one and only.
I'm the one and only Bruce Mitchell.
From the PW Torch, my friends.
Yes, sir. From Greensboro, North Carolina, right down the street from the Greensboro Coliseum.
How many gatherings have you been to? This is the gathering in Charlotte. How many have you been to?
I have gathered and gathered and gathered. You'd think I'd be together by now, but nope.
Have you been to almost all gatherings?
Almost all. Yeah, I think probably. I missed one or two. But yeah, there was a bunch of them.
All right, so the wrestling is, of course, you know, that's your job, that's your life, but you had to get into it because it was your passion.
Yeah.
Like everybody else.
Absolutely, yeah.
So I'm sure you've had a lot of thoughts over the years. So my question, I'm starting with everybody. You could take an old wrestler, let him wrestle somebody that is new. Let him or her wrestle a current-day wrestler. What would be a fun matchup for you?
Okay, the wife is here right now, Barbara Goodish. So I think Bruiser Brody versus Shane McMahon. I think
really?
That would be... That would be what I'd want to see. I'd want Shane O'Mac to come out and say, I'm going to fine you $100,000 and your kids aren't going to be able to go to college, and then watch Bruiser Brody.
See, this is why he's good. He's already got the storyline written out, too. It's not
well,
just
you need
a match.
The story.
It's not just a match, but you've
I'm
got
just,
the...
Yeah, it's more the grudge than
the grudge.
Anything else. I'm sick of seeing wrestlers going, what do you mean? I've been fined or whatever that stuff. It's like, go kick some ass.
Go kick some ass. All right, so that's a solid. I'm going to agree with you. That's a solid matchup.
Okay,
Bruiser and Shane O'Mac.
Yeah.
That's the fantasy a matchup. Now, next is we're going. You want me to ask Mount Rushmore of Little Debbie's?
Mount Rushmore of Little Debbie's.
So that's
top four. I like the chocolate. Swiss cake roll. Yeah, Swiss cake roll.
That's number one. Now you got three more on the Mount Rushmore. You like oatmeal cream pie. You like Star Crunch.
Okay, little cream pie.
Fudge rounds.
Yeah.
Are you going oatmeal cream? Nutty Buddies.
Nah, I don't like nut. I don't like the nuts.
Honey buns.
Honey buns. Okay, you got
powdered donuts.
And yeah, powdered donuts because you need some nutrition.
you need
something that's good for you. So yeah, powdered donuts.
Well, they got
me
the
and
donut
John Belushi,
sticks.
Yeah.
They got the donut sticks.
Donut sticks. No, they're not donuts. They're sticks.
Okay.
They're donuts.
The donut sticks.
Donuts.
All right, we got your Mount Rushmore of Little Debbie. We got to ask three albums on a deserted island.
All right. Number one.
You're so excited for this.
Oh, I am.
I saw your eyes light up.
I've been waiting for someone to ask me this my whole life. Exile on Main Street by the Rolling Stones.
Okay.
Prince Originals. And since we got JR and JJ Dillon here, and in honor of John Hitchcock, Leon Russell Live.
Great album.
Out of Oklahoma, and the Gap Band and all the rest of that stuff. Yeah, I love Leon.
So, Leon Live.
Yeah, got to see him in his heyday. Got to see him a few years ago, too. So Leon Russell played with everybody. Frank Sinatra and the Beatles and the Stones.
What's your greatest concert you've ever been to?
I was fifth row for the Stones and caught Charlie Watts' drumstick at the end.
Yeah.
So that was pretty damn cool.
Where is it right now?
Huh?
Where's the drumstick right
it's
now?
It's sitting in on a bookshelf.
I was about to say, better not have said you lost that through the year.
No, Charlie Watts, man. And then and speaking of Prince, I went we just went to – Wade Keller took me to Paisley Park about a month ago. So anyway, we went.
Super cool.
The Purple Rain Tour, they did three nights in a row in the Greensboro Coliseum. I went all three nights when he broke like that.
What year was this?
It
was late 80s?
It was when Purple Rain, the movie.
Right when it was at its height.
Yeah, so like 80, I'm going to say 84 maybe. Yep. Yeah, so that was amazing. But I've been in a lot of good wrestling shows. I've been in a lot of good concerts too. But
before I get you to tell your favorite joke.
Yes.
Tell them where they can find you online, social media, wherever they want to find you.
I'm on Instagram, on Facebook under my own name. And then really, though, for wrestling, on Twitter, at Mitchell PW Torch.
At Mitchell PW Torch, Pro Wrestling Torch. One of the senior writers there. Great job throughout the years, of course. Appreciate Everybody that. Knows Bruce Mitchell here at The Gathering. And before we get out, we got to have Tell Me a Joke. I'm a comedian. I do this because I'm a comedian. Okay. And people, when they hear your stand-up comic, they come up to you and go, well, tell me a joke.
Well,
and it's awful.
I have a friend of mine who, John who Bolo, who is a comedian and an actor too. I think what you do is the hardest thing to do.
It's a hard art form.
The hardest art form, yeah, to do it well. I mean, there's people that do it poorly. But I tell the old Richard Pryor joke, but I just say this. When I'm teaching school and the kids are not coming along fast enough, I'll steal the old Quentin Tarantino joke about make like a tomato and catch up.
Make like a tomato and catch up.
Yeah.
That's your line.
That's my line. So.
Did they laugh?
I do.
that's the best part about a joke is if you laugh at it, it doesn't matter. You just whatever we'll do.
Absolutely.
Bruce, thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you taking the time. All right. Introduce yourself.
I'm Jeff Jewett.
DoodooTrucking.com. Everybody knows you from the Conrad Thompson Enterprises podcast as Doodoo Trucking.
Yes, that's me.
So how much doodoo do you truck a day?
Oddly enough, I do not truck doodoo.
what do you do?
I do, however, haul potable water for swimming pools, wells, and also dairy products.
Dairy products?
Yes.
You're trucking milk?
Yes, milk, whey.
Whey?
Some dairy waste, so there is some form of doo-doo, but not,
whey's a real thing?
Like,
I thought that was just curds and whey in a poem.
No, they make the cheese, the whey drains off, we feed it to the cows, and they're happy.
So tell everybody where you're from. It's clearly not New York.
That's right.
Trucking whey around.
I'm from Franklin, Vermont.
Vermont.
One mile from the Canadian border.
You're the first Vermont person I've ever known.
Really? You've been lucky.
You're setting the precedent for the rest of Vermont. All right, Jewett. You're a huge wrestling fan. We all know this. So this is a good question to start with. Fantasy match, an old guy versus a current day guy. So you were just telling me you had a match that you thought was great as a kid. You couldn't find it. You got our man Bruce Mitchell here to send it to you.
That was actually Dick Bourne.
Oh, no, it was Dick Bourne sent it to you.
Yes.
It was one of the... Dick's way older. Dick Bourne sent it to you. You watched it, and it was not as good as you thought as a kid.
It was not. It was not.
And that was...
Very little went on in the match.
Who was in that?
It was Dusty Rhodes and Dick Slater against the Russians.
And what year?
Ivan and Nikita. This was 1985.
And when you watched as a kid, you thought, this is it, man.
Oh, yeah. Thought it was great.
One of my favorite ones.
Yeah. But it was basically 5 minutes of Dusty with Ivan in an ankle lock. And, that was it.
But, all right, so it didn't hold up over the years. So let's go fantasy matchup. Give me an old guy. Give me a current day guy. Tell me who you want to see locking up.
Well, just thinking of some random kind of... heelish people, maybe Tully Blanchard against MJF.
Ooh, the double heel match.
Yeah.
They'd be great on the mic together.
Yeah.
If you could give them time to set that story up and cut promos on each other.
They'd probably be a better tag team, but...
They would be a solid tag team.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go dream match, they're together. They fight each other. But then the storyline puts them against, puts them on each other's side. So now they're a tag team. Give me another tag team with an old guy and a new guy. Hmm. Let's book this.
Okay.
So Tully, who's Tully going against? You need to,
Tully and MJF against Dusty and Cody.
Dusty and Cody.
Yes.
That's a cool matchup. Mm. Taking the father-son angle.
Yeah.
That's a cool matchup.
That'd be interesting, yeah.
That'd be a killer. That would be a killer matchup. A lot of personality in that matchup.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of storyline. They're all going to be great on the mic, of course. That's a good run right there. So we got a fantasy matchup. Now we got to know you're on a deserted island. What three albums you bringing with you to listen to for the rest of your life, basically?
Okay. Two Hayes Carl albums, Trouble in Mind, and...
Wait, I knew you were a Hayes Carl fan, but I didn't know it was that deep.
Oh, yeah. For years...
I didn't know. We're bringing two out of the three Hayes Carl. Yeah.
I had, for a long time back when vehicles still had CD players, in my pickup, I had one Hayes Carl album. In my car, I had the other. And, like, that's just what I listened to.
You just
to
went back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah. So... Yeah, so
it's going to take you to a good place.
Yes.
And then what's the third?
Maybe a Lyra Lynn album.
A what?
Lyra Lynn.
Lyra Lynn.
Yeah. Are you familiar with her?
I don't know Lyra Lynn.
Oh, she's great. Great singer.
Country, Americana? What we got?
I don't really know what the genre is. It's kind of an in-between thing.
EDM?
Like, yeah.
What? In between what?
I don't know. It's kind of a little
rock?
Bit of everything. It's like, yeah, no, it's kind of... I don't know. I can't. You'd have to listen to it. I can't describe it.
Lyra Lynn.
Yeah.
All right. I'm looking her up. That's the beauty of this question, is you discover music, because it's got to be hitting the nerve if you're taking it with you forever.
Yeah. I mean, the answer might be different 6 months from now, but right now that's what I'm thinking of.
You
right
had
now,
Hayes Carl for sure, though, right?
Oh yeah, 100%. That's a lot now. Yes.
All right. Now, who's on the Mount Rushmore, Little Debbie's?
Well,
I feel like you're going to give me a solid four.
I don't have a solid four, but the Nutter Butters, or Nutty Buddies.
Nutty Buddies.
Nutty Buddies, okay. The Oatmeal
Cream Pie.
Cream Pie. And beyond that, I don't know. You could just...
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Fudge Round, Star Crunch, Swiss Cake Roll, Christmas Tree Cakes, Zebra Cakes.
Okay, well, maybe the Christmas Tree Cakes.
There we go.
Like, at least I've tried. I don't think I've even had the other kinds. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. Just not a Little Debbie's
person. Not a Little
person.
Debbie guy.
No.
Well, you need to change that,
yeah.
sir.
We'll see.
And then before we let you get out of here, do you want to give out your... But they know doodootrucking.com.
Right. Yep.
Do you want to give out any more than that, or is that good?
You can find me on Twitter at Jeff Jewett.
Spell it.
And J-E-F-F-J-E-W-E-T-T.
Double F, double T.
And doodootrucking.com.
And before we get out of here, tell me a joke.
I can never think of jokes when it matters, but
like, nobody.
I don't
can.
Know. This is
That's
like the worst
point of this question.
Okay, this is a really bad one.
Perfect.
Okay, guy hears a knock on his door. Opens the door. There's a snail. He says, "Get the fuck out of here!" Kicks the snail. 6 months later, he hears a knock on the door. There's the snail. What the fuck was that all about?
Do you get it, Chelsea? It took the snail 6 months to get back to the front door and ask him why that was. Why'd he kick him? See, she laughs now. All right. Jet, thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Doodootrucking.com. Yeah. All right, introduce yourself.
Oh, you ready for the most boring interview you've ever had in your life?
I've had some boring ones.
My name is Joey Broussard. My friends call me Bruiser, play on my
Bruiser.
Last name.
Bruiser yeah, Broussard is who yeah. I'm interviewing here at the Gathering in Charlotte, North Carolina.
That's
Where are you
me.
From, Bruiser?
Originally from Bossier City, Louisiana.
And now?
Fort Lauderdale, Florida area.
You hesitated. Do you have warrants or something? You didn't want to get out there?
No. I'm a good boy.
All right, so you're here at the Gathering. How many times have you been to the Gathering?
This is number six for me. I've been to every Charlotte fan convention since 2010.
Woo. That's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Slinger convention.
I clearly have fun, so I keep coming back and keep spending money.
All right, so you're clearly a wrestling fan.
Clearly.
Fantasy booking match, old wrestler versus new wrestler.
How old?
Old as you want it to be. Versus any current day guy.
My favorite of all time, which doesn't make any sense because he couldn't work, but he was a character who scared the shit out of me as a kid, the original Sheik.
Okay.
I would love to see him get in there with some of these new guys that do that crazy shit like Joey Janela or somebody. And you
okay.
know. But the thing is, you know, he would probably think they disrespect the business and carve the shit out of him, you know?
He'd end up in a shoot fight right there.
Yeah.
We'd have a stabbing there right in
exactly.
the game. So you're going, well, you're hoping for that. You basically rooted for somebody to get stabbed right there, Bruce.
Well, I mean, if you're watching a match with the Sheik, that's pretty much what happened. That's the whole match.
That's what you're doing
anyway.
He stabs
him and he throws fire at him. And
how's this going to end bad?
Yeah. No, I'm going to love it.
All right, so I'm putting you down for Janela versus the original Sheik.
Yeah. And actually,
does Janela have White Claws? Do we know?
I don't know.
Is he drinking?
I don't know. What did somebody say the other day? And this might go in the joke category. Shit, somebody had a good joke about White Claws the other day.
What was it?
I don't know now. You
Thanks.
Put me on the spot. That wasn't my joke that I was going to give you for the joke.
I saw
question.
A meme that said every time you drink a White Claw, Stone Cold Steve Austin cries.
I saw that one, but this was another one.
This
talking
is a
about,
better one?
It was something about balls or something.
Oh,
claws
great.
And balls.
Claws.
But here I am not being able to tell a joke because, you know.
All right, so we got the fantasy booking. Now what's on the Mount Rushmore of Little Debbie's? Snack cake heaven.
I was just talking to Chelsea about this a minute ago when you were talking to Doo-Doo
yes.
Truck. And
you're talking to Doo-Doo Truck.
And I don't eat sweets.
When's the last time you had a sweet?
If you said Entenmann's, I could tell you their chocolate frosted angel or devil's food cake donuts are amazing. We call it.
When's the last time you had one?
A couple of weeks ago. At my job, my boss brings them in every Sunday. We call them crack donuts.
Okay.
Because they
That's your weakness.
What's my weakness?
That's your weakness.
Oh, that's my weakness? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do one every Sunday I'll have one, but lately I've been watching what I eat, so.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Hey, I lost
40. I lost 40 pounds last year.
Shout out to that.
Yeah.
40 pounds.
Yeah, man.
I got
single again, and I figured. None of these
Time
ladies,
to put your best foot forward.
Right, none of these ladies want this fucking pile of shit. Let me lose some weight, and I did.
Before we let you tell, we need three albums you take on a deserted island.
This is going to be a tough one too. One's not an album, but it is my go-to anytime I'm bored and I want to go to sleep because I've seen it so many times. And this is the 25th anniversary of it this past weekend or so. Is Cypress Hill at Woodstock 94.
Okay.
Because actually, if I had to pick an album, it would probably be
like Cypress a live recording
Hill,
of that?
Cypress Hill Black Sunday. But okay. Yeah, I go on YouTube and I'll watch that thing. Yeah.
It's your jam.
What, from Cypress Hill?
No, I mean, that's your jam.
That,
it just
that,
puts you in the
thing.
Mood.
Oh, it does. You know, especially if, you know, I'm having some herbal supplements.
Okay.
At Cypress Hill, that's the thing with them.
All right, number two. What's your second one you're bringing?
One of my favorite albums that I owned 20 years ago in the 90s
sure.
was the Judgment Night soundtrack. Because Mike Tremendous earlier was talking about the Spawn soundtrack and how they had all the collaborations. This one, it was metal guys and rappers.
Okay.
So you would have...
Is that the one that Incubus was on? Like,
I think it was
with
before...
With Fat Joe?
No, it was before,
it was before
this,
that.
This was 92, 93.
Oh, early 90s. Okay.
Yeah. They'd had like Cypress Hill and Pearl Jam together. It had... Dinosaur Jr. and like Sir Mix-a-Lot, like
okay.
it was crazy.
As
a teenager, I loved it. it was the weirdest thing. It was something you didn't get mainstream,
right.
And I found that.
Now mashups are more common. Back then, a collab between two totally different artists was
totally
like unheard
genres,
of.
You know?
Yeah,
metal and rap.
All right, so we got a good lineup there. And then, last but not least, tell me a joke.
Earlier, I'll call him Jeff now. Instead of Doo-Doo Truck.
No, he's
yeah,
Doo-Doo
it's
Truck.
Doo-Doo Truck, I know. Jeff and I were talking about Mitch Hedberg.
Yes.
And I don't tell original jokes, but I like to repeat them.
Perfect.
Mitch Hedberg's comedy was so dry and simple.
Yes.
One of my favorite Mitch Hedberg jokes was, the guy that invented Twizzlers has clearly never tasted a strawberry.
I think my favorite, man, I'm gonna get burned if it's not his, but on the spot, I think it was him, and my favorite joke he ever did was, "Hey guys, I'm against drunk driving too, but those kids got to get to school sometime." Was it David Tell? God, I knew it was somebody there. It was a one-liner. I knew it was a one-liner right there. All right, man. And do you want to give out your social, or are you staying hidden?
It's whatever. No, I don't have from anybody.
Social security number out. You got Twitter?
He's so old, it's three numbers.
Are you on Twitter?
I'm not on Twitter.
What are you on?
I don't tweet.
eHarmony?
Facebook? No.
Plenty of Fish?
Maybe. No Grindr?
Grindr.
Tinder, actually, there's a girl coming to meet me tomorrow from Tinder here in Charlotte, so.
Did she just touch down and just start swiping?
Of course.
Nicely done.
Dude, when I go on vacation, I'm checking out the locals. Let's go. You know why? Because I get to leave.
Tell them where they can find you online.
On Instagram, it's Bruiser77. On Snapchat, it's probably WC_Joey.
Okay.
And on Facebook, it's my name.
Which is?
Joey Broussard.
Joey Broussard.
That's a legit Cajun-ass redneck name.
Thank you, brother.
Hey,
appreciate you sitting down.
My pleasure.
Oh, we got a husband and wife team. Our first husband and wife team here.
Except I'm the queen.
Oh. That means you're the king.
Honey, I'm just the queen as much as you are.
Stop. You get your mic in just a second.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah. That's why you're already talking. Tell everybody your name and where you're from.
I'm Chelsea Zimmerman, married to the Bojangles champ, and I'm from North Carolina. North Takalagi.
Right up the road. How many times have you been to the gathering here in Charlotte?
I've been like three or four. You better back up.
For the first time this has ever happened.
Well, no, they've had like several, so they might as well be all meshed together. How about that?
You've been to many conventions. This is your first The Gathering, though.
Oh. Well,
is
those
it?
Other people said like 10 or 7. No, so.
But this was NWA.
You've been to different events.
I've been here.
Look, he's drug you to many wrestling conventions. I know they all blur at this point.
I've been in this hotel. This counts.
You've been in this town.
We actually come here for our honeymoon.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
This was not my honeymoon.
At the end of our honeymoon.
Okay, back to his questions. You're boring.
You ask. Okay. Yeah, you don't even have a microphone. This is production 101. All right, Chelsea's from North Carolina. And you've been chiming in on everybody else's in the background, so I know you're ready for this. Okay?
Kinda.
Which one are you the most ready for? Because you know the questions I'm going to ask. Which one are you ready for?
Well, I don't have albums, but I got some genres that I like.
All right, three CDs? Is that your deal?
Okay, well, I like Lil Jon. I like Lil Wayne Juvenile. So
you can only pick one of their CDs.
Well, I don't know some CDs, honey. I don't know their albums.
Did you just have nothing but mixtapes growing up?
No, I didn't have all that. I just downloaded the certain songs I like. I saved them from the radio. Like,
you don't remember any album, CD, whatever, I listened to the whole thing front to back.
No, because I didn't.
You're just
like,
singles.
Yes, I was just picking out the random songs, I swear. Mm.
All right, give me three songs. If I said right now, we're going to go listen to three songs.
Ooh, I like Back That Ass Up, Get Low, and... No,
Lollipop?
You suck. That's not my song. What is it?
Lil Wayne, Fireman.
No.
Go DJ.
No, come on. It's not that one. It's like a good one.
Well, those are solid.
I don't know. Can
Lil
I just
Wayne
tell you,
songs.
I'm obsessed with Lil Wayne, so I love all his
CDs.
Well,
give him a shout out. He listens.
All right, Lil Wayne. What's like his thing? What's he saying?
Wheezy.
Wheezy
F Baby.
That's my person.
That's my person.
That's my homeboy.
Okay. Technically, I don't feel like you answered it, but you did answer it. All right, I like it.
Okay, I really like rap music. What do you want me to do? Like,
okay, good. That's good.
I like
you don't
that
listen to albums.
Stuff.
We got it. We got
We're
three
good.
Songs. We throw on some three booty jams, and you're ready to go. All
there
right.
You go.
Next, fantasy wrestling booking.
Well,
an
Jeff
old wrestler.
Well, Jeff Jewett helped me with this one. So I really like Ric Flair because he was like hot stuff back in the day.
Yeah, of course.
And my husband likes him, so I picked him.
Woo! Who's he wrestling? A current day person.
Well, the person that I was going to pick because I thought he was hot, but he already wrestled him was Randy Orton, so we couldn't pick him.
Yep.
So then we had to go to Cody Rhodes. So.
So what, Cody and Ric Flair?
Yeah.
It's a good matchup.
Yep.
Great personalities.
Thank you, Doo-Doo Trucking.
They're going to know how to tell a story. That's a great call. That was way better than I thought you were going to come out with. Why did you ruin this, Doo-Doo Trucking?
I needed some, like, I need an old guy, like, Stardust. I guess. All right. So we got, now we go, you probably don't even eat snack cakes, but Mount Rushmore of Little Debbie's.
Did you not watch me eat? Like, I pig out.
Okay.
So is Twinkies a Little Debbie?
We tried to get research. There's word that Little Debbie bought the Twinkies to save them.
Well, I really love oatmeal cream pies.
Tell Doo-Doo Truck to Google that.
Doo-Doo Truck, Google and see if Twinkies are part of Little Debbie.
Did Little Debbie buy Hostess?
Okay. I really like the oatmeal cream pies. Okay. I really like the Swiss cake rolls.
Jammin'.
Oh, what's my...
Fudge Round, Star Crunch.
Yeah, the Fudge Nutty Buddy. Because he got me hooked on those.
All right. You got any one more? Donut
what's the
sticks.
Crunchy stuff?
Star Crunch, Nutty Buddies. It's a solid four. You didn't know zebra cakes are crisp.
But I love the stuff with the cream in the middle.
Oh! How bad do you want a microphone right now, JC? JC's like, if I had a microphone right now. All right. Do you want to give out to the creeps listening to your social
creeps,
media?
Oh, creeps, y'all can get my Insta, because that helps my follows.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
I'm Chelsea Zimmerman. I can spell that for you on Insta. C-H-E-A-L-S-E-A Zimmerman, Z-I-M-M-E-R-M-A-N.
Boom.
The one where the bikini shots are on?
No, I sell makeup, so come follow me.
I sell makeup. Bruce Mitchell. Is that the one with the bikinis?
Is that Thank not you. The right question? Tell
no, me. I like to eat Little Debbie, so there's no bikinis. Okay. I like Little Debbie's.
All right, so there's your social media, and on the way out, you've got to tell everybody a joke.
How about you tell me a joke?
No, this is why
I'm
ask
not
it.
Good at jokes.
Everybody always asks me to tell a joke.
Can I tell you something really dirty I found on Pinterest?
Yes.
Does that count?
Yeah, that counts.
So technically you should be saying this to me, or my husband should say this to me, not you, because you're married. It should say, if you show me your boobs, I'll show you my tattoos, tit for tat.
That's a pretty strong line.
Sorry, I seen tit that for and I tat. Died.
That's pretty strong. Well, there you go. Wait, so what do you said you had a story about zebra cakes, Christmas tree cakes.
I do have a story about Christmas tree cakes. Okay. So when Christmas rolls around, I'm a teacher, and those children's have all the good snacks in their lunchbox, including the Christmas tree cake. So I took one out of the lunchbox one day.
You stole a Christmas tree cake from a kid that you were teaching.
It looked so good. They weren't going to eat it. They were going to leave
How
it in
do you
there. Because he left it in his lunchbox and said he didn't like them. So I took it and made sure it got taken care of.
Have you stole anything else from the kids' lunchboxes?
Maybe.
I'd say yes.
Maybe so.
What?
Maybe
what
some chips. Some chips.
Are you just eating leftovers?
No.
Are you in pre-lunch?
No, this is like they don't eat it. They don't want it, so I take it.
So these are leftovers?
No, they don't even open it.
Yeah, but they're leftover.
But they're leaving
lunch.
The entire... No, it's their snack. They just don't ever touch it.
It's their snack.
And then one day their lunchbox got left in the cubby, so I was like, oh, wonder what they got in there to eat. I'm a little hungry.
Does your husband let you eat? Is this a hostage situation?
No.
You're stealing... food from kids.
No, I'm just a no, I'm just a pig.
You're just what?
I'm just a pig.
Did you ever have regret about it?
No, I was pretty happy about those Christmas
was there
tree
anything
cakes.
You stole and then later they were like, man, I like my chips right now.
No.
So you've been in the clear the whole time?
Yeah, I'm pretty good with taking their chips, their Christmas tree snacks. They pee in my floor, so it's okay.
Well, because you're stealing their damn snack every day.
That's not why. They just do it.
They just do it. And they poop on your carpet, so that's
like
a wrap.
You've never peed in the floor of your classroom?
No.
Come on.
No, we got to step.
Mark your territory.
No. I'm good. No, I don't pee in my classroom.
That wasn't that bad.
Thank you. I had fun. All right, your turn, fried chicken boy.
So you're not going to pause this at all, Cassio?
No.
Awesome, dude.
I can edit.
Can I just tell you, man, it's been an absolute blast. We drove up here for like 2.5 hours to come hang out for not even a whole day, but it's been a blast being able to see you.
So you are Chelsea's husband?
Absolutely.
So you are, unless you've got a weird situation, you're from North Carolina as
yes.
well?
Yeah.
How many gatherings have you been to?
So this is obviously the first of the gathering I've been to for...
Oh, is it?
Yeah. No, this is the
I thought about you came solo without her.
No. And we've been to, on our honeymoon, we ended up here in 2014.
At this hotel.
At this hotel for Legends because of my wife. And then we were here in 15 and 16. And, of course, they didn't have one in 17 or 18, right? 16 was the last one, I was thinking. So,
So this is your first gathering?
It's our first T-Mart gathering. This is our first one.
All right. So you, first of all, everybody should set it up. You are, she called you the chicken champ.
Absolutely.
You should describe what the chicken champ is.
Everybody knows. Come on, man. Let's be serious. Everybody knows that I'm Jay-Z and that I am the reigning, defending Bojangles champion, the Cajun Filet spinner, brother. If you don't know, you need to know, and you best find out. Best find out.
How will they know you're the champ?
Oh, I've got the belt, son. I've got the suits. I've got the women. Woman. I've got the woman. I am the real deal, brother. I am bona fide and deep fried, my man.
Bona fide and deep fried.
Damn right.
People should know you have a belt that's a spinner belt.
Yep.
And the spinner is a Cajun filet chicken biscuit from Bojangles.
Absolutely.
And where did the belt come from?
The belt came from Bojangles.
Boom.
They gave it to me.
There's no more direct way than that.
No.
They gave it to you, so you didn't earn it.
Oh, no.
Oh, I absolutely earned that thing.
You had the reputation.
Absolutely. They knew that they had no bigger fan than Jay-Z, and they wanted to make sure that everybody knew that I was a champion of their product.
You have a shirt on right now that looks like Netflix. It says fried chicken and chill.
That you can get, Cassio. You need one yourself over at jayzflair.com/store.
jayzflair.com/store?
Absolutely.
They can get fried chicken and chill. They can get what? Sundays or for what?
Jesus fried chicken and naps.
Come on.
You can get a picture of me holding the chicken championship belt, sitting on a throne of fried chicken legs.
Come on.
You can get another one with the United States on it that says Southern Fried Chicken Champion.
Okay.
You can get all kinds of shirts. You can get a shirt from my wife that has Angels Champion on it that is designed after her championship.
How about it?
How about it, my man?
All available.
Today. You can go right now.
You have it. You're one of those weird guys that has your own podcast.
That's exactly right. I'm over at WTW Smoothcast, man. Walk the walk. Me and DJ Robbie laying them lines down, my man. Not them kind of lines.
What are y'all doing? Are you in the middle of a promo contest?
Every chance we get, my man. Every chance we do.
Every time I turn around, somebody's like, I'm in a promo contest.
The 30 seconds of glory. All you got to do is use hashtag 30 seconds of glory and make a 30-second promo telling us why you deserve to be the WTW champion.
What do they get if they're the WTW
championship belt?
A real belt.
A legit championship belt made by Top Rope Belts.
Y'all went right down to Walmart and got one right off the shelf.
No, we went straight to a belt company and getting a legit championship belt made.
Come on.
Tell me about it, brother.
How can they do it? All they got to do.
What other podcast is giving away championship belts? $1,000 belts.
I think WH Monday might have.
Oh, well, okay. My fault. Well, I thought we were the only one.
Someone else is going to have this belt.
And I hope to God.
Gimmick infringement.
I hope to God that nobody can hear Bruce Mitchell on this podcast because we are trying to get ratings and not lose people. God, the only thing worse than Bruce's voice is his face.
All right. So we got the podcast. We got the chicken champ.
Yep.
You're clearly a wrestling fan.
Absolutely.
Fantasy booking time. Old guy versus current day guy.
Harley Race and Seth Rollins.
Harley Race and Seth Rollins.
Absolutely.
You said it fast. Wow. Absolutely. Why do you want
to
see it?
I would love to watch Harley Race just beat the ever-living crap out of Seth Rollins.
You think he's going to work stiff in that one?
Absolutely. I would. I would wear him out.
Do you think Seth can hang with him?
I don't think so. Harley is...
No, Seth will know how to do the match. I mean, he'll catch a whooping.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. But Harley's just old man strong. You know what I mean? Like how your granddaddy was. How your granddaddy would go outside, pick up 3 200-pound bags of manure to go to go fertilize his tobacco and crops with and like care like it ain't nothing but a thing. That's Harley Race, my man. Seth ain't nothing but a CrossFit cowboy, cowgirl.
Whoa.
That's all he is, man. He's not legit muscle.
Hashtag 30 seconds of glory.
Yes, absolutely.
Cutting promos on Seth Rollins.
I get hot, bro. I get hot
all
with
right,
that Bojangles fried chicken, my
let's
man.
Let's get hype over Little Debbie's. What's on the Mount Rushmore?
Fudge round, fudge round, fudge round, fudge round.
No, don't do this.
No, fudge round is my top, brother.
All right, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Fudge round's your jam.
Yes.
Do you ever do anything to it? Do you ever freeze it, refrigerate it, microwave it? Anything
no,
weird.
Straight out the wrapper.
Because one of our last episodes, Ron Funches said Star Crunch in the microwave for 7 seconds is the biggest game changer you ever had.
I've never, and I'm not a big fan of
he
Star
said
Crunch.
He said it turns into a chocolate Rice Krispie treat.
That's pretty
See?
Slick. That's pretty slick.
See?
But I'm sorry, man. Fudge round is it.
Everybody says Swiss cake roll in the fridge is a game change.
And I'm not a big fan of the Swiss cake.
Swiss cake roll.
That thing, too. I'm not a big fan
of
that.
Why not?
Just not my thing. It's not. Now, oatmeal cookie, that's my jam.
Oatmeal cream pie?
I love oatmeal cream pie.
Nutty Buddy? I do. Honey bun, zebra cake, Christmas tree.
Zebra cake and Christmas tree.
Mini powder donuts? Donut sticks?
No. Don't like them
Peanut
either.
Butter crunch bars?
No.
All right.
Not
so you're
my jam.
Fudge round heavy. Maybe oatmeal.
Every year for my birthday and Christmas, my mom gets me a box of fudge rounds.
How quick are they gone? That day?
2 days. Not a big sweets eater.
I know.
I'm not.
You're in shape.
I am.
You're rocking and rolling here.
I am. I have signed so many autographs. I have taken so many pictures.
You have taken a lot of pictures of the belt.
Oh, my God, dude. It's insane.
All right, so we got the belts. We've got the Little Debbie's taken care of, so now we need some jams.
So, all right.
So you need three albums, CDs, whatever.
First off, so I'm on this desert island by myself.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming I got a solar-powered CD player.
Correct.
Sweet. First one, Taylor Swift's Delicate.
Oh.
That's
your wife said,
one.
Let me throw up.
That's not Taylor Swift, that's his wife.
Why? Yeah.
Dude, so I'm probably on this island by myself, so I'm going to need something to get me all hot and heavy because I'm not going to have nothing else, right?
Give us a little sample. What's one of the jams off of Delicate?
Well, actually, the title track number 5 is Delicate off the chain.
Give me a little sample of Delicate because I haven't heard Delicate.
I can't sing.
I haven't
I
heard
gonna
Delicate.
Sing. I ain't going to sing.
Give it to me.
If you play it, I might be able to sing a little bit of it.
Give it to me.
My man Conrad just come in here.
All right, so we got Taylor Swift, Delicate.
Yep, the second one is going to be Leonard Skinner, The Essentials.
The Essentials.
Absolutely.
Nice, greatest hits. Smart move bringing in the greatest hits.
Me and my mom actually danced to Simple Man at my wedding.
Strong.
Absolutely. Just as redneck as I can be.
Sure.
And my third one, probably going to be Street Survivor was good. My third one is going to be Jimi Hendrix, Experience Hendrix, which was like a greatest hits CD. So that way,
if you're stuck for it for the rest of your life, Greatest Hits is a good jam.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, don't hold it too far up to the mic because we don't want it pulled down for copyright. But if you sing it, put it in his ear. Oh, he's about to sing some Delicate. Here we go.
Me a dream.
Huh?
Get it.
Dark field, east side, where you at? I can't remember the rest of the song. In the back.
What's another song off there? Which one do you know the most words to?
I don't know, dude.
What's the biggest hit off of Delicate?
I really can't think. Delicate was a good one.
What's the biggest hit?
I'm trying to think. Man, I don't sing a
whole lot of songs. Are we shaking it off or anything on that one?
No, shake it
off.
It's not
on that one?
No. It's not her most recent album, but it's close to it.
Let me see the CD. Let me see the track listing.
I know it's track 1 and track 2 were good, and I can't think of the names of them. I'm so thinking about her face and nothing else, Cassie. That's what people don't understand. It's her voice. It's
how many cats do you think she's going to end up with by the time she dies? She's going to be a cat lady.
Oh, amazing. So right now, Cassie is actually looking up Taylor Swift songs.
Yeah, I'm looking up Taylor Swift Delicate. Oh, it's the album Reputation.
Reputation, that's right. That's right. Endgame is on there.
Ready for it?
Ready for it. That's the first song.
That's the best one.
What, do you know the lyrics?
I don't.
I did something bad. Don't blame me.
Song.
Oh, look what you made me do.
Yep,
that was the big hit. That was the big hit.
That was on there. That's like track number 6, right?
Dancing with Our Hands Tied.
Yep, that's a good one. And then the very last song they're talking
about.
That
went on that album.
The very last song is talking about how.
New Year's Day.
Yep. I don't know the words of that either, man.
Well, let's sing a little Look What You Made Me Do.
Let me get the lyrics. Okay. Let me get the lyrics. Give me the lyric track.
Right here. You don't need that. You got to have to bring the song up in your head.
We got the lyric track here. What song is this? Look What You Made Me Do?
Yeah. Look what you made me do. Come on, here we go.
Here it comes.
Chicken champ. She's going to have.
Can I fast forward?
Yeah.
If Charlotte had 5G. Like your little games, don't like your tilted stage. The role you made me play.
Come on.
No, don't like you.
I don't like your perfect crime. How you laugh when you lie. You said the gun was mine. Is it cool?
I'm hard.
No, I don't like you.
All right, that's
come on, man.
That's
come on. Nicely done.
Please buy a shirt from jcflair.com/store so I don't have to do that again.
When are you putting out CDs?
Oh, I'm not. Don't say that. Follow me on Twitter at jz_flair and see some promos, my
Jay-Z
man.
jz_flair, F-L-A-I-R.
On the Twitter.
On the Twitter.
On the Twitter machine.
And so now you gave that out.
Absolutely.
Tell me a joke.
Tell you a joke. Matt, I don't do jokes. Real life story. So I hope y'all didn't hear my wife say that. Anyway, real life story. I have two tattoos, and I'm not really proud of them. It's a W on each of my butt cheeks. So when I do naked cartwheels, it says, wow, mom, wow.
JC Flair, everybody.
Thank you for having me on, Cassio.
Cassio, check him out at his real job. Yeah, the one that actually pays the bills. Listen to the Jimbo and Cassio Morning Show live 6 to 10 a.m. Central on TheRocket951.com.
Planters Cheese Balls. You know Planters Cheese Balls?
Is that the round ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Planters just created a new product. It's just a canister filled with just the cheese powder.
To put on stuff?
What about somebody's tweeted rimming a glass for a fancy martini? I'm out
no,
on that.
No.
Coating for fried chicken. Oh, wait.
Wait, kind of like...
That's a whole new game changer.
What?
Like shake and bake.
Shake and bake. That's what I was trying to think of.
You'd cover it.
Oh, that'd be good.
Sprinkle on breakfast eggs.
Oh, that might be awesome. Is there an award for this contest?
You get a container. It's the only way you can get a container.
Oh, it's not going to be on the shelf?
At Mr. Peanut. That's the only way you can get this is to tweet... At Mr. Peanut, I got an idea.
Okay.
You know what else we could put it on?
Huh.
These nuts. Got it. Got it.
Listen live online or download the Rocket app for your tablet or smartphone. Just search WRTT Rocket 95.1 in the Apple or Google Play Store.